of those guys do that in unison. Today is May 1st, May Day, International Workers' Day. Very big for the labor movement. Socialists hold parades.
And it's also a day of local legend at the University of Chicago. And this involves a decades-old mystery about a sculptor. It involves the angle of the sun and the university's famously free market economics department. Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun reports.
For decades, the legend's grown. At this point, it's so pervasive, it's even become part of the University of Chicago's admissions tours.
All right, guys. Well, welcome to Chicago again.
On a sunny morning, about a dozen prospective students and parents are standing in front of Evan Cudworth.
I'm an English and drama double major.
Cudworth is a campus tour guide veteran, walking backwards with both ease and speed.
We're coming up right now on this really weird-looking statue.
Which, as Cudworth tells the group, sits outside Pick Hall, once home to the university's internationally known free market economics department.
Milton Friedman, Gary Becker, and all this kind of stuff.
As the story goes, the sculpture was unveiled here with great fanfare in 1971.
But what happened was on May 1st, the sun came up over the statue and imposed on the ground was a nice hammer and sickle.
Meaning the sculpture, with the unique position of the sun, at high noon on May Day, was just right to cast a shadow in the form of a Soviet flag-style hammer and sickle, right smack in the bastion of free market economics, like an ideological Trojan horse in the house of Milton Friedman.
Yeah, this is Mr. Ferrari.
Virginio Ferrari is the renowned 71-year-old Italian artist behind the sculpture. Speaking from his summer home in Verona, Italy, Ferrari said the sculpture was meant to symbolize universal elements interacting. And while he's amused by the hammer and sickle shadow, he insists it was completely unintentional.
You're telling me that's just a coincidence?
Yes.
Ferrari says he doesn't mind that the legend has overpowered his original intent. And in a way, it speaks to what he loves about art.
It's like talking about Mona Lisa, you know? Why the smile is so fantastic or so sublime for some people, you know? And that is, I respect that, you know?
When asked if he thinks the coincidence is meaningful, Virginio Ferrari says that, too, should be left up to interpretation. For NPR News, I'm Ben Calhoun in Chicago.